it down looks like.
It is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, May 27, 2025. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. With us tonight is Troop 83 to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you all stand. Whenever you're ready.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. In front of you are the minutes from, I'm sorry, roll call please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Bachelman.
Here.
Now in front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on May 13th. There were two changes I found. One was under the council appointments, under the, under the very first sentence under council appointments, role is misspelled, should be R-O-L-E, instead of R-O-L-L. And then the other one was under my report, where it talked about how a couple of us will be attending the Eagle Glen Association. It should say he advised a couple of them would be attending the Eagle Glen Association, meaning a couple of us. Okay. Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is our compliance with Statement of Benefits. Dale, you want to come up?
Yeah, just to say a couple of things about both these companies. Kyocera, also known as the SGS, they are their parent out of Cleveland. Very happy with how things are progressing and going here in Columbia City. Their facility continues to kind of be at capacity, and every once in a while they do consider expanding there on the site. So things are doing very well. The other one you'll have on there tonight is Titus Precision. Again, things are going very well for them, and especially with some of the tariff concerns, their parent company and a couple of their key customers like IKEA are looking to maybe bring some more work into the Columbia City facility. So really pleased with how both of them are doing. You know, a couple of unique companies, medical device, and who knew somebody from Columbia City would be making parts for IKEA. But and then also Souder Furniture over in Archibald. So just want to say they're good companies to work with. They're both also have state incentive plans that they're both in compliance with.
Question of the Dale. Okay. Before I go through each and every one of these, is there anyone specifically you'd like to talk about, or would you like to take them in mass?
I move that we take them all and approve them all at the same time. Everything looked in compliance and good.
Second.
Okay. So I have a motion by Kat, seconded by Jennifer, to take Kyocera 2020 personal property, Kyocera 2022 personal property, Kyocera 2015 personal property, and Titus Precision 2022 personal property into approval and give an additional year of abatement, I'm assuming, correct? Yes, where appropriate. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up, we have ordinance 2025-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read. I just lost it. I'm sorry. Please read ordinance 2025-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-3, an ordinance amending Chapter 73, bicycles, unicycles, three-wheeled cycles, and golf carts of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As a reminder, this is moving it to from just a four-wheeled, moving golf carts from a four-wheeled motor vehicle to a three- or four-wheeled motor vehicle. Any questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-3 on second reading?
So moved.
I'm sorry, was that Jen? Okay. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance 2025-4. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-4 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-4, an ordinance amending the text of Chapter 12 of the Zoning Ordinance.
Chapter 12 or Chapter 2?
Chapter 2, sorry.
Thank you. So this is regarding the fences that we've had many discussion about at this point. This is, obviously, you can see the... incorporates the changes that you've wanted or that you've discussed in past meetings. So is there any issues, questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance? Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. We did have a fence presented to us today.
We did.
We opened about Line Street and Jefferson again. Mm-hmm. The gentleman was willing to work with us. We worked with him to make some adjustments in the location that he had was the same one that was there before, and that was not going to fly. The line of sight issue, the safety issue, was a real concern for all of us. We walked through with Gary and the rest of us to move it back. That creates an angle, and we're going to take a look at it. After he's going to take it out for us, and Gary's going to go out and look at it along with us if we have an opportunity. It's not going to be a side issue. It's an opportunity to work with our constituents and see what's happened. So it's a chain link fence. Like I said, even if it's a chain link, when you look at sideways, it becomes a solid line. You can't see through it. So we had some concerns to it. He's willing to work with us and us with him, and we're going to check it out before it ever goes up.
Time to see if the angle of the fence and distance back from where we're going to have the position. So we're going to take a look at it for you. So other than that, that's one of the reasons we have some of these codes that we look at. And so I think it's going to work. We want to make sure before it goes up. Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say we spent a lot of time talking about line of sight. Trying to make sure that, that angle is right, and that's where finally we just kind of settled on stake it out, and then we can kind of draw our imaginary lines to figure out whether or not that there will be line of sight there, because the last thing we need is this to happen again. So this is the old fence where the old fence used to be, and so if you go to Google Maps, you can go on Line Street and look at where it used to be. If you're on Jefferson Street, it won't show this. I guess Jeff has to do a picture. I don't know. Anyways, long story short is we want to make sure that that line of sight is much better than what it used to be. Let's say it that way. So. Other questions, thoughts? Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-4 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. For the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance 2025-5. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-5 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-5, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinances for the City of Columbia City in Indiana and declaring an emergency.
So as a reminder, this is one of those ordinances that we adopt fairly frequently, and this what this does is take all the ordinances that we've passed and basically codifies them onto the American Legal Publishing website, which is the online website. You can look at all of our ordinances and all that kind of stuff. So... this does declare an emergency in order to pass it on one reading instead of having to wait a month to pass it. So any questions, comments, concerns? Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-5, declaring an emergency on first and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is election of officer to the Whitley County Regional Sewer District or Water and Sewer Board. Brent, are you willing to serve?
Yeah.
Got enough information?
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Not enough to know what I can and can't do, and there are no conflicts with anything else
good.
That we've got going, so I am
there. Excellent. Anybody else want to do that board? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Brent Bachelman to serve as the representative on the Whitley County Regional Water and Sewer District Board?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign.
You guys were awful excited to.
Unanimous.
I was the most excited.
The last
one.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I just heard a rumor, so what goes on in those meetings, I'm very grateful that you're willing to step up.
Somebody's got to do it. Okay.
We'll go to department head reports. Chip?
The bridge, Orange Bridge, pre-rusted steel bridge was installed last Thursday. Very excited about that. They are working their way up right now from Skyway or the bus garage heading north. Skate park, everything's getting wrapped up. Hopefully getting grassy put in this week. And other than that, just wrapping up stuff.
Questions of Chip?
What repairs are needed at the pickleball courts?
We had an issue with this coating, and it blistered up over the winter. And so, yeah, multiple places. So it was still under warranty, so they came back in and are fixing that.
Thank you.
So I'll ask both of you, the pickleball courts are closed for how long? The new, not the old, but the new pickleball courts are closed for?
That's a good question. We've got to get a hold of Adam to find out how long it needs to cure out.
Okay, got it.
We don't know who Adam is, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's helpful. Is this something where, like, they've done it today or they're doing it this week?
They started it today.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So if we had information, we'd give it to you.
Okay. Other questions that maybe you'll be able to get answers for from these guys?
Did you describe it as pre-rusted?
Yes.
Yes. It's courtesan steel is what it's called. And it is, instead of powder coating or painting, this it comes pre-rusted. It'll never rust anymore. So we don't have to paint it. No powder coating and everything. Just it'll stay natural state as it is. Thinking back through it, I knew power coating would get chipped in the assembly and installation process. I did not want to have the park painting it, you know, every so many years. So this is kind of a natural, it's kind of a new, they're going more and more to it. So
I would say there's a fair amount of historic type bridges that are this kind of feel, let's say it that way. And as I said in Board of Works, I think you will next year's graduation, you will see individuals taking senior pictures on that bridge. I can almost promise you. Let's just hope they don't get the wastewater treatment plant in the back.
Yeah, I think we might do. Shielding there.
Although
so.
Maybe with the new dye store cover in the bubble, it'll be.
That's true.
You can figure that out. Any other questions, Chip? Thank you, Matt.
The pool did not open this weekend. The air temperature has to be 70 degrees or higher for that to happen. The bricks are laid down at Patriotic Park. The guys did a good job making it look really nice. We're putting in a new drinking fountain at the splash pad that allows you to put the bottle up there for everybody involved, little t-ballers and all that. The splash pad is now open, but it will not turn on until this temperature gets over 65 degrees. We tried to make it more consistent this year with the splash pad, is that it's open from 11 to 7 every night, even on weekends. So there's not a split, or it's not on longer on the weekends than it is during the week or anything like that. We just kind of condensed them and took the average and went with it. So. And then we're just getting ready for Old Settlers.
Questions on that? Thank you. Mike?
We've been replacing water main up on North Park Drive. We're probably a quarter of the way done. We're borne most of it because of the cement driveways, and the asphalt driveways are expensive to put back. Also, the chlorine pumps in the chlorine room were obsolete. We had one go down. We only had one in stock running. So we replaced them this last Thursday with a new style that the people who take care of our chlorine injectors and all that have on their trucks at all times. So we don't have to worry about ordering, because on the others we ordered, we had at least a 6-week delay because they only made them when they were ordered. And so both of them's running good, so we're in good shape now.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Gary.
Officer Sturgis is in his fourth week at the academy, so he's only got 12 to go, so he's looking forward to that. We had three new guys started a few weeks ago. They're in their second week. Officer Morris, Officer Ansball, and Officer Garman, they're in their second week of FTO, so they're fitting in nice. Sometimes you can tell right off the bat how they're going to fit in or not. They're fitting in well, so looking forward to those guys getting started. Officer Clark has been chosen to be the next SRO to succeed Officer Leatherman when he retires in June, so he's looking forward to that. Memorial Day parade and Memorial Day run yesterday went well. No issues there. I didn't finish. Mike asked me earlier, where did I finish? Let's see. We got Pack the Cruiser on May 31st from 10 to 2 at Kroger. That benefits the food bank down here on the Van Buren Street called Impact. Lots going on this summer, a lot of downtown events that we're gearing up for. We've got the tornado sirens that burn up two motors at FOP and DePoy and Linkaway. Two of the motors burn up, so we're trying to assess that and get the best option to get those up and going again. So been going through quotes and stuff for that. So I've been among the missing, so I'd like to officially welcome Brent. And I haven't seen him, and I know you've been here a couple meetings, but I haven't, so welcome.
Thanks.
That's all I got.
Question of Gary. Thank you. Mike.
I have pretreatment and also lab personnel working with our contract lab. We've been having some issues with our incoming flows, so we're going to be doing some sampling and some testing on that to try to figure out and pinpoint where our problem is. Staff members cleaned the Q basin contact tank and the Q itself. They have to physically go in that tank and drag fire hose around to clean that out. And have a meeting set up Thursday with our hauling company, the sludge hauling that we've been doing. It's not progressing the way that I want. It's no fault of their own. It's our product that's not good enough to haul out. They can only take so much at a time. So we're going to look at an option B to speed that process up. So, because I need to have that done, those repairs made before the new cover goes on later this year. So I'm starting slowly running out of time, so I got to change something, figure it out. That's all I have, unless you got questions.
Question, Mike. Thank you. Tom.
Our three new guys have been through their 2-week little mini academy, what we put on for them. When they come in with us, they have to have all their certifications. They just need to learn how we do things. So we worked in 2 40-hour work weeks and stuff, up to work straight for 24 48. We spoke with the mayor about doing that. It just made sense. So they all get all the same information one day. Let's move through this. They've been assigning their shifts, and they'll just finish up the remainders of their field training with their shift that they're assigned to now. It's going to be a shocker to you, but 101 is out of service again. Pressure sensor seems to be the issue, and it's on order, and Arms will come up and install that and test it when it's done. One of our rescue pumps went down, so the place that does all of our testing for those and our repairs for our rescue pumps, if you have something go down, part of their service is they give you a loaner while they have it to repair it. So it was swapped out, and now we got the original back, thank goodness. And we also had an attic ladder fail, and so the parts are in order for that. Hopefully we get those before ladder testing, which is June 16th and 17th. And as I told the Board of Works, if you want to see somebody wrap a ladder up and twist it and turn it and bend it as bad as they do, and then they tell you it's safe to use it again, you're like, I don't, yeah, okay. But other than that, things are going well, and I will surrender the rest of my time.
Question of Tom. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
Leslie.
I forgot to thank in the Board of Works the electric department or tree department to get the brackets ready for flowers. Because we needed some extra help this year, so they were able to get that accomplished. So we could get flowers hung when they were hung last Tuesday.
I think flags were also. Right?
Flags, they did flags at the same time. Yep.
Yes. So, yes, thank you to them. A couple other reports for your information. Sean says that they're still changing the poles that failed inspection last summer. They've changed nearly 90 poles at this point. And they are working on a purchase order to test the remainder 1,637 utility poles that are untested so far. So they're working on that. Their new employee begins June 2nd. That's a replacement. And they work to hang fiber from City Hall over to the former jail, and working on splicing this week for that. They also had an outage, RIP to a squirrel, and that put 81 customers out for about 2.5 hours. Terry said that the they're waiting on equipment for the former jail as well as Eagle Park, but wiring inside the building at Eagle Park is complete. And then Kelly, our street superintendent, said that Brooks Construction, as you know, have been removing ADA, removing sidewalk ramps around the city, and they should be starting to form those new ADA in different locations this week. Their concrete crew was out pouring new sidewalks and ADA ramps at Eagle Glen, and they're grading alleys soon, so we will soon be getting the dust control spraying from our contractor on that. I think that's about it on that. A couple other things for you to be aware. Board of Works made a monumental decision tonight to have trick-or-treat on Halloween night. So that is Friday the 31st. The challenge is you know, historically, we have had trick-or-treat on Saturday night, but we thought that both October 25th was too early and November 1st maybe too late. So we will have trick-or-treat this year on October 31st, which is a Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. Next year, we won't have to deal with that because it's on a Saturday. But this year, trick-or-treat's on the 31st.
Since people are asking, it'll be good you have an answer.
That's exactly right. I've already had people asking. So we have lots of budget meetings happening this week and next week. Very, very busy schedule over the next couple of weeks, but at the first Friday, that is a week from this Friday, our comprehensive plan team will be at the first Friday to do some charrettes and stuff with residents and kids and others that to just really get a lot of public input about what the next 10 years and 15 years of the city looks like and where they want us to really kind of spend our resources and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll have great weather and get to see what residents have to say. Plus, I do think that, Chip, have we gotten that address yet for the comprehensive plan public input? Do you know?
No, I don't believe
okay.
we have.
I think we will soon be getting a survey to push out to people for public input regarding the comprehensive plan, just so you're aware. So that is on the horizon. I think that's all I have right now. Dan?
Just grateful that Boy Scouts came in and understand how important your leaders are to you, and because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have what you have right now. So very appreciative of the Scoutmasters and leaders that are trying to lead our young people into the right direction. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of responsibility for that. So we're very thankful for you guys stepping up and doing that and being part of a group like that. It's a great deal. It's a great thing. So thank you guys very much for doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Jennifer.
entirely by happenstance, I was on Radio Road when the pre-rusted bridge
came. Can we call it something else, by the way? Yeah, call it pre-rusted, please.
Call it Rusty.
Rusty, we'll call it Rusty. Good old Rusty.
But I was attempting to use that road, and that was happening at the same time, so, you know, you could be annoyed or just watch.
Just watch, yeah.
Opted to just watch, and it was really pretty cool.
Yeah.
And in the scheme of things, fast.
Yeah. Yes. I think I was told that there was the building and trades are working there at the former Braden Products building, and apparently when the bridge came in, they had their lawn chairs set up to watch the bridge be placed, which I thought was pretty cool. So,
yeah.
So. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, Tad.
I have nothing to add except that I think the bridge looks great, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're one of the people. Thank you.
Jenny.
I have nothing.
Brent.
Nothing.
Okay, we have no press. Anybody from the audience want to say anything? Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.